8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Jay Redfern, assistant editor to Galesburg Register Mail. You know him from the Register Mail, longtime sports writer, now assistant editor. But unless you you follow him on social media, might not know about another love of his that something he's very good at, photography. And you're going to find out about it at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. You'll find out a little bit about it this morning. Jay, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. Now, well, let's talk. I know, of course, we're friends on Facebook, so I've seen a lot of your work, and you do some great work. Let's first off talk about where did this all come from, your love of photography? Has that been in you for a long time?
It's been in me for a long time. Mm-hmm. In college, down at Western, I took photography class. Back then, of course, back in the 80s, no digital photography. We had to develop the photos, and while it was fun, I've always taken photos, but not until digital cameras did I really get into it. And I know, old-time photographers, my friend Kent Kreishauser would, kind of cringe at this, but the digital has just taken me to a whole new level because you get to see the photo as soon as you take it.
Yeah, you know if it's a good shot or not immediately, right? Yeah, as opposed to it's kind of
and
almost a gamble.
You can kind of see in the screen how it's framed and everything like that, and if the light's right. So it's just the whole digital thing. So I'd say maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago is when I really started to kind of pick it up a little bit.
Okay, so when you got kind of started it on the digital side, was it with your phone or actual digital camera?
Yeah, it
camera?
Is with my phone.
It is with your phone. I mean, that's what amazes me. I started
digital camera, and back 10 years ago they weren't very good, honestly. And then I had a Samsung phone and then went to an iPhone. And honestly, probably 95% of my photos are all iPhone photos. I use a GoPro and at the first of the year, I got a Nikon, kind of stepped up to the real world, which I use some, maybe more for portrait photos. But the iPhone is amazing. You know, the cell phone cameras are just amazing these days.
Well, one of the other really cool things that people don't know, most of your, I don't know if I should say subjects, you're basically photographing Galesburg, and we're seeing Galesburg in your photos in a different light than a lot of us normally see. Really, really creative. Kind of what started you on that path?
Well, I'm a Galesburg native. I've been here my whole life, except for a couple of years down at Western, and it's just, I love Galesburg. There's a lot of great things here, a lot of great scenery, a lot of great history, and it's amazing if you stop and look. Sometimes you just take it for granted, you drive to work, but I guess I just have a different way. I'm always kind of looking to see. I'd say probably, again, 90 or 95% of my photos are all just from what I see. I don't plan to go out and say, I'm going to go take a picture of Presbyterian Church today or Knox College. I'm just driving around and I see it.
Well, the creativity is so cool because, like I said, I know sometimes you walk along and you see the mud puddle and you see the reflection in the mud puddle and it's just the creativity is like, wow, I would have never thought to do that.
That's a big thing for me. I love the puddle shot. So I always kind of like rain because it's like twofold. You get the raindrop photos that you can get. And then afterwards, unless you want to stand out in the rain, you get the puddle photos, which, lasts for another half day or so. Then you get the sun, with the puddles, and so that's kind of one of my loves,
Well, that's a really cool thing. You really take advantage of everything we have here. You mentioned the churches. I mean, some really cool churches. Railroad has been a good big one, where you get, different shots of trains and different things to do with the railroad. I mean, there's just so many different things to cover here and different, whether it's architecture or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I can't really think of an area in Galesburg that I haven't got to. Knox is kind of because it's so close to work and it's right off the beaten path. I mean, there's a lot of scenery there. Like we said, the churches, businesses. But sometimes, if I'm out on a Saturday or sometimes I'll just drive around and then like on the very far south end of town, out where Old Butler was or some of the, ADM and places like that. It's just, there's just places all over. You go out to Maytag, as sad as it is, some of these things are just very photogenic.
That's the thing. I think a lot that you are somebody that sees things that most of us don't see. I mean, I drive by and see a dilapidated building. You're seeing some art in it, I guess.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that's probably the way that I would see it, too. Part of it comes from my newspaper, and I design pages. I think part of it's I have an eye for it. I'm just always kind of looking out for the visual. I think visual is so important. It's kind of like I mentioned in my bio that, you think of a newspaper and you think of words, but you also think of photos and how it's presented right. and color and everything like that. So I've just always kind of had an interest in that.
Jay Redfern joining us this morning. You can see his work at the Galesburg Civic Art Center and the Blick Gallery, Glimpses of Galesburg Gallery exhibition. Now, there's a reception coming up this Friday, 5 to 7. Is your work actually already on display?
Yeah,
okay, it's already
up,
on display.
Yeah, as of last Thursday.
And all the way through April 27th, you can see it. But if you'd like to meet Jay coming up this Friday, 5 to 7, there's going to be some music being played. So how did that whole thing come about?
Well, honestly, my good friend, Ellen McDowell, who's also a photographer, she takes amazing photos. And she's been a really good friend of mine and has kind of inspired me and kind of taken me on this journey as far as displaying. I've always displayed it, but taking it to another level. So she's helped me a lot. She's had shows over there, and she's really been a really helpful person.
So you can see Jay's work on display again. Glimpses of Galesburg Gallery exhibition, photography by Jay at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. You can see it now, and again, you can get a chance to talk to Jay about it coming up this Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Food and art and lots of stuff. It's free. It's open to the public. There will be music there as well. I want to talk about the newspaper side of thing, because was it before, I know you start putting stuff on social media. I don't know if you're doing anything else with your with photography, but you've worked with a lot of really good photographers
yeah.
through your years at the Register Mail. I mean, going to Dale Humphrey and of course, you mentioned Kent and Steve and so many guys. What was it when you decided you wanted people to kind of see this? I mean, what were you getting feedback from any of those guys first off?
I don't know about feedback. I've sought, you know, advice and tips
right.
from those guys, but you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because, the Register Mail has had some legendary photographers
yeah.
and I mean some really good award-winning photographers. You mentioned going back to Dale, but you know, the first guy that really kind of took us to a new level was Randy Squires.
Oh yeah. yeah.
Back in the, I think he was probably the late 80s, early 90s or so. Took us to a new level, and then we had Kent Kreishauser and Rich Dickin at the same time, and then we kind of had an overlap. You know, Bill Gaither mm-hmm. came in, and we've had some really good ones, and now we have Steve, who's just as good as all of them, you know, and just so the Register Mail has been just extremely blessed to have great photographers, and it's so important in a newspaper. Like I said, again, you know, the stories are the bread and butter, but you have to have some visual too, and they do a great job.
Well, it seems in some ways it's, you know, there are times where there's not a whole lot of news out there that there's not much to story. So it becomes even more important.
Right. Yeah. That's one of the things photographers kind of like have different levels of acceptance on this. But, you know, if there is somewhat of a lack of news, or if we don't have a photo to go with the story, then you send the photographer out for what we call wild art or standalone. So we say go out and find something, which isn't the best way to do it, but. You know, sometimes, you know, they'll come across stuff and sometimes some really good stuff.
Jay Redfern joining us. He is the assistant editor of the Galesburg Register Mail. He's also a photographer, and you can see his work at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. You can see it on display now all the way through April 27th, but there's going to be a reception this Friday evening from 5 to 7. It's free in the Blick Gallery at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. Am I right? Do you have a calendar available for purchase?
No, I don't have a calendar,
oh, okay.
but all the photos, there's... There's about 30 framed photos.
Okay.
They're 8x10 photos and 11x14 frames, and they're all for sale. So they'll all be on display till the 27th, but you can purchase those at any time. Just, you know, we reserve those. And the nice thing is 30% of the profits go to the Civic Art Center.
Oh, okay, so, cool. Very good.
And then I'm also going to have some greeting cards, note cards there of a lot of those same photos and some other ones too.
Well, since I mentioned a calendar.
Yeah, I know. You know, the calendar is a good idea, and a lot of people want me to do a book, and it's just
yeah.
it's just kind of finding the time and finding the way to do it. So, you know, that probably is in the future.
Yeah, it's not like you don't have a full-time job.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like one of those things. It's like it's not totally my job. It's like, but then again, you want to, like, step away from, you know, what you do during the day. But the photography is kind of an outlet for me and a real love.
Well, I'm guessing you have had people inquire if you are available for hire, and do you do that? Like, I mean, do you do people? Do you, I mean, if somebody wants their senior pictures or that kind of thing?
I do people. I can't really say I'm in the senior photo business, mm-hmm. or I kind of like to do it without the pressure. I kind of like to just say, you know, the people photo is like, I tell people that it's a whole nother level because, you know, you take a picture of a building, it's not going to move, you know, or whatever. People move, have different expressions, and it's a whole different level. But I do find a lot of enjoyment in doing that. So I'd say it's kind of on a, you know, per case basis, you know.
Yeah.
And I can't really say I'm in the full-time business of, or even part-time of really, you know, out for hire for doing things. But, you know, you can always give me a call and or give me an email and we'll talk things over.
Yeah. And like you said, you're not, you don't plan out what you're doing.
It's right.
You happen to see it. And I guess in that case, you have to plan it out and all that. And that gets, which is another art in and of itself. When you took, look at
something
like,
and you mentioned the senior photos and portrait photos. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of photographers now, a lot of really good ones. And, you know, that's kind of taken on a whole new thing too. I mean, back when we had senior photos, we went down to Holcomb Studio and sat in front of
Holcomb, a blue wall. Randy Weaver. Yeah.
And that was our leisure suits and got our picture snapped. And, and that was it. About it. Now it's like, you know, they're so creative and they go out. And
all the, you know, like the athletes, all their uniforms and all the stuff along there. And, you know, here's an idea. Somebody in Photoshop, if they could use some of your backgrounds with the person.
That too, you know, and so I have to consider that too.
Yeah, some really cool stuff. If you haven't seen Jay's work, anywhere else on social media, people can find him?
Go to Glimpses of Galesburg on Facebook. Okay. Just search Glimpses of Galesburg and it should come up. And I don't have it all on there. I hope to be putting more on there, but.
It's some outstanding work. Jay Redfern, and you can see it, again, Glimpses of Galesburg on Facebook, but also at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. Jay's work on display in the Blick Gallery until April 27th. And again, this Friday, there's going to be a reception from 5 to 7. Absolutely free, open to the public. There's going to be music, there's going to be food, and you can check out all the rest of the art as well. Glimpses of Galesburg Gallery exhibition, Jay Redfern, photographer. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Do you have a business card yet?
I do have a business card.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I do. I just got some yesterday. So
good deal.
Yeah, I'm official now.
that's what it becomes official. Well, yeah, it's just, and again, we talked about the fact that you don't plan out just wherever you're at. I mean, will you go, like you mentioned, certain parts of town, will you specifically go there just to see if you do see anything?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes I do. And then sometimes it's the image or the building or whatever. Sometimes it's the season, you know, obviously in the fall. I'm not really a big lover of fall because it means winter's coming.
And that's me too.
I hate winter. So I always tell people I hate fall because I know what's coming next.
Great colors, but.
Right. But then I get out there, I say, man, this is really beautiful. You know, so fall provides and then winter at the beginning, you know, you get, oh, it's snow. It's really cool. And then like you get kind of a lull there in January and February. So come on, let's move on. So now it's getting to the time where things are looking different and
you get
sunsets at different times of the day. You know, if you work until 5 o'clock, you don't get sunsets in the wintertime. So, but now that they're stretching out, you know, you can go up to 8 or 9 o'clock. So,
well, that's one of the things that in a lot of your photography, the use of the light, whether it's the sunset or sunrise or whatever, and you know, with the light might not be the subject, but you know, whether it's you know, an engine, a BNSF engine or whatever the case would be, the really great
that makes all the difference in the world. Yeah. I've basically gotten sunrise. I don't get up early enough anymore like you. I mean, you can start taking the sunrise photos. I haven't really gotten too many of those yet, but the light makes all the difference in the world.
Well, and also use, I don't know if you call them filters or the different features where you make like, you know, fisheye or some of the different things, or you make a photo like a circular, like something you've done at like some Streaks basketball games, which is really cool. Talk about how you do that.
So the fisheye look, it comes from my GoPro camera, which a lot of people use for video, you know, which is kind of cool. You see people.
Yeah.
Attaching it on their bike, on their head, or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can take stills with it too, and that's what gives the fisheye. Okay. You could also accomplish that with the lens, but it's kind of nice to have a little separate camera so you're not having to change lenses all the time. So that's how that look comes about. And then the circular ones are more post-editing, just so you take a photo and then you can edit it afterwards to make it. And those can make some really, you know, cool-looking photos, and it's amazing, you know, all the different filters and editing programs that there are.
Yeah, which is kind of cool because, you know, with the technology now, a lot of people that wouldn't normally be able to be a photographer can do some really cool things, but yet, you know, you and people like you take it to a different level because there's still some creativity, they're still finding that right shot too, though.
Yeah, that's a good point. And like I've kind of said on my bio about angles are so important in photography. I mean, you get a completely different look if you stand and shoot something straight on, or if you're down. You know, people have asked me a lot of times, you know, were you laying in the street when you took that photos? And not quite literally, but, you know, I was probably down on my knees doing that. And the other good thing about a cell phone camera is, like, you can really take that anywhere and put it up against a building, you know, and you can see what you get. So, but again, the angles are very important. Angles and light, you know, it all kind of plays in. But, you know, like I again said, again, they're all taken with the iPhone, so anybody can theoretically take photos.
Well, that just made me think of some of the other different angles and shots, like your passenger or your driver's side mirror on your car.
Yeah,
like,
I've kind of gotten into that shot. Lately.
That's
yeah.
a, kind of a cool thing.
Right.
You're not actually driving when you do that,
I'm
by the way.
You're
safe.
So.
Just want to make sure people know that. So, but just that creativity. It's like, well, I would have never thought of doing that. Even though, you know, I looked in the mirror and say, oh, that looks really cool back there, but I would have never thought
of
that.
Yeah, those kind of like, some of them work, some of them are like, I wish I would have been, you know, you have to be at the same, because theoretically you'd kind of like something ahead of it too to get in the background. So the main street works good for those because you can kind of get the best of both worlds. You know, you can maybe get a sunset in the mirror and then you're looking at the quote unquote skyline downtown, mm-hmm. you know, so those are kind of interesting.
Jay Redfern, Glimpses of Galesburg Gallery exhibition at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center of the Blick Gallery. You can see his work all the way through April 27th. And then again, there will be a reception where you can get a chance to chat with Jay this Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. It's absolutely free. The business is actually called Glimpses of Galesburg? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right, yeah. Glimpses came
of
up
Galesburg.
With that about 5 years ago and just have to make sure I spell it right. I did something one time and forgot the extra, so it looks like glimpse or whatever.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I got to make sure I spell that right.
Either way, a glimpse of Galesburg glimpses.
Right.
Either way,
yeah.
It works. All right. So again, the exhibit at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center, where you can see his work, you can purchase Jay's work, and you can also see it on his Facebook page, Glimpses of Galesburg.
There's also some on display at Coriana Restaurant too. There's There's some canvases that are on the walls down there that have been down there for a little while. So those are for sale also.
That's another really cool thing nowadays that you can do, get your photographs made into a portrait basically on canvas. That's
right.
such a cool thing. And
there's a lot of different mediums. In fact, most of my photos on display at the Art Center are photos, but I have some on acrylic and some on metal. So some different, you know, mediums on that.
So the ones like the actual photos on display, what are they just printed on photo paper?
Yeah.
They're
printed and matted and signed. Mm-hmm. So.
Very cool. All right. Well, again, what else do we need to know about Jay Redfern as a photographer?
I don't know. You kind of covered it. Just, you know, it's just a real passion of mine. And it's like I kind of go in spurts sometimes. Like some people say, oh, I haven't seen you for a while. You know, and it's just whatever I see. And, it, you know, it all depends on how things are going in your life and everything like that. So it's just like some people, again, I mentioned my friend Ellen, you know, she's like every single morning out at sunrise and almost every single sunset, you know, she's just like a machine taking these photos. And it's just like different people have different, you know, ways of doing it. So like I said, mine aren't planned. So it's just like when I'm feeling it, that's when I take photos.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like a painter or any other kind of artist that you got to feel the creativity.
Right. And that's like the whole, you know, like the writer's block. It's like, you know, there's probably some of that in photography too. And that's the nice thing about doing it the way I do is like, I don't have to do it. You know, I have this shot today or I have this shot tomorrow. It's like, you know, I'll shoot it when I want to shoot it.
Okay. I got to tell you the thing I'm waiting for, Glimpses of Busch Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm waiting for that because I know you'll get some really, because there's just really cool ways to get shots there that you could get the arch and all kind of things.
Right.
And,
I've seen
I've taken pictures, but I'm not, you know, I'm not getting the kind of shot that I know you have gotten down
there.
And one
thing that's not on display is that I love to do is food photography.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I literally take a picture of every meal I get. I don't care if I'm eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a bowl of chili.
Mm-hmm.
I just do it. I kind of like to document everything. And then some of it is obviously more presentable than others, but you know, I know some people cringe when people take food photos.
I do it too. I can't, not always, but if it's someplace I've never been or whatever, and here it is. Here's what I had. Yeah. Love to do that. All right. Again, you can see Jay's work at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. The exhibit until April 27th, and again the reception coming up this Friday from 5 to 7. You can see his work as well at Coriana Restaurant. Also, check out his page on Facebook, Glimpses of Galesburg. And Jay, really great work. Really enjoyed seeing your work.
I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to seeing some people Friday.
Yeah, hopefully a lot of people get out and check it out.
Yeah, even if you can't make it Friday, it's on display. Yeah. So.
And again, if you haven't seen Jay's work, you have to check it out. He does some really, really, really cool stuff, and we'll be waiting for the calendar.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Jay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Tom.